Dear God, please enlarge our hearts to love each other, our neighbors and our enemy, as well as our friend. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Patrice, beautiful. Welcome, everybody, to the Head Bopping Show. If you go to keithandthegirl.com/live video, you'll see I'm on camera. Of course, Hemda's on camera. Patrice is on camera as well. Beautiful shirt you're wearing, by the way.
Thank you.
The kids on the block, a little retro.
Yes.
Patrice told us, she's our gossip queen, and she told us some time ago that Michael Jackson is planning on going on tour with New Kids on the Block. Is that still happening?
Yeah.
Does he know? We were also deducing that it's a band and that he's not actually going to get new kids.
They haven't told him. They're okay. Just glad to have him along.
But anyway, what we do is throughout the show, you'll be bopping your head. You'll see all the different cameras going on. Corey is new. He's in there, and he's going to set up his camera and show some head bopping. Best head bopping, of course, gets $10,000. We'll announce the winner at the end of the show.
Not U.S., $10,000.
Not U.S., of course not. But you will be treated handsomely. So throughout the show, let's see your best head bopping. You can interact, of course, keithandthegirl.com/feedback. First person show, Kevin, writes in, which drugs are okay? This is the kind of stuff that goes on in the chat room. It seems like Brother Love and Keith enjoy some recreation, but condemn people for using the hard stuff. Where's the line drawn?
When your kids are taken away from you.
Are you in your mother's purse?
Are you in your mother's purse is a good line. And I don't know that we ever condemned anything. I said none of it, including weed, should be legal.
Well, maybe we're judging it. I'll judge you.
I'll judge all day.
I'll judge.
That's why I woke up.
I said even weed is addictive, and more people will use it if it's legal. I've said that. I think if you start too young, you might not have a chance in life. I said that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you where. I draw the line at meth.
No meth.
Heroin. Huffing the gas from your own shit.
I think huffing, like just
huffing
the word.
Period.
When whatever follows huffing, no.
And acid more than once every 3 months. That's where the line is drawn.
And crack.
Oh, yeah, no crack.
I mean, I know crack is not in vogue right now, but crack.
But Keith already talked about your crack experience, and to me that was like an anti-crack commercial.
Thank you.
That sounded horrendous. That sounds like... Like, once you do crack, your life is over.
I am a survivor.
Yeah.
You're a crackhead.
I'm a crackhead. If I'm a veteran, I'm also a crackhead, I think. By the way, speaking of drugs, I just saw this in the paper, today's paper. One of my favorite books is the diary, Nikki Sixx's diary, the heroin diaries. And I think it's fantastic. But there was a part in the beginning of the book where it says, fuck the pussies not willing to come out and talk about their drug use. Like, he found an old diary from 86, I believe, mm-hmm. and put it out. And it's during the time that they did Shout at the Devil. And you find out Nikki Sixx, the bassist, is the genius behind Motley Crue, you know, if you like Motley Crue. but, like, he's brilliant, and he's a brilliant producer. And I didn't know all that until I was reading this. But he was hard to work with because he's Coke was his big thing. He's all coked out. He's having, you know... paranoid, whatever you call it. He's seeing things that aren't really there, and he's just a mess. And he said, well, now I'm putting this thing out, and I want other people... And every so often in the diary, he would comment, or other people would comment, that were, you know...
In his life at the time.
That were his life at the time, and he was mad at people for not coming out and adding to it.
When the book came out.
Yeah, and he said, no, when he was writing the book.
Oh, when he was writing the book.
For the book.
The book, people should have said something. And he goes, fuck you, you pussies. You gotta live with yourself.
Is he
the one that
looks like he's touched by an angel now? He's all, like, hunched over and...
That's Mick Mars, I think, who had a bone disease since he was 12.
Okay. Not that this guy's probably looking all right.
He's looking fine.
Is he?
Yeah. You could kind of clean up. You clean up after a couple months, I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Through the show Intervention, anyway. I'm starting to watch
it. Don't you love that show? Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. And good God.
I'm all about Intervention.
They're all homeless. All the ones I'm seeing, they're all homeless.
No, you got to go back a little further.
So I guess they don't know that we're not just doing... A report on addiction.
Yeah, it's like people
somewhere.
Who end up on Maury finding out that their husbands cheated on them. They didn't know that's why they were there.
You were just interesting. We want you on the show because you're interesting.
There's that many documentaries floating about.
Even though you wrote in that somebody's maybe cheating on you.
Your family wrote in. It's almost like what not to wear, but you don't get a $5,000 wardrobe. Like your family writes in and says, Jesus, Lord, he loves crack. And they'll come and pretend they're doing a documentary. but halfway through, boom, you go to a hotel room for an interview, it's your intervention.
I can't believe how many people are okay with people videotaping them doing illegal activity. Like, I don't know if these meth heads didn't get the note.
The girl that does meth is my favorite.
But you're not allowed to do meth, and there's a lot of, like, right on camera.
Well, you're on meth, Hemda. You're not very rational at that point. Because at one point, she's in a room that's totally trashed. She's ass naked. She draws her eyebrows on, and one has managed to rub itself off. And then she proceeds to fight her sister ass naked in the driveway.
In the driveway.
She is the queen of all episodes of intervention, because to get her to stay for her intervention, someone had to go get her a beer.
Wow.
You think one day somebody's going to sue intervention allowing them to do co-crack meth on, you know, it's like, is it witnessing a murder? It's like you let this illegal activity
happen. See something,
happen.
Say something.
Well, yeah. A lot of these people are really young, too, and now you can never run to be dog catcher. Like...
Right.
We have you on tape doing meth ass naked and jumping from space to space.
Whatever. They're just lucky if they get their lives together.
That's true. You do get to go to a really fancy rehab facility. The other trick is they fly
you. They provide that?
I don't know if they totally pay for it, but they do fly you out of state so you can't run as easy. Like, if you're in Arizona, you're going to Colorado. Like, they're not taking you up the block to go to rehab. They're making it hard to leave.
Yeah, I think when you're on meth, you don't think things are hard like living on the street. You just kind of... die.
But my point was that I don't think Nikki Sixx can say, hey, I'm ready to tell my story. You all should be ready.
Right.
And this is in the paper today. So much for solidarity and sobriety among rock and rollers. Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx, a recovering alcoholic and heroin addict, is still upset his own music idol, Lou Reed, blew off his request to contribute to his book, The Heroin Diaries, even though other ex-addicts like Slash and Alice Cooper participated in the bestseller. That is really disappointing to me, Sixx says.
You know what I'm going to write? I'm going to write the How I Cheated on Everybody. And if you guys don't come with me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you guys are not ready to tell your mates, that's fucked up.
What if really Lou Reed has his own book in the back? Like, I'm going to write it for me so I get a check.
He says it really pissed him off. They're also not in the same musical genre. You know? Alice Cooper, you're probably a fan of Guns N' Roses. You're probably a fan of Motley Crue. Lou Reed probably isn't in your collection.
Did he kind of have a guitar named after him or something along those lines? Like,
yeah, even if he publicly said, you know, I used to do drugs and I don't, you can't be mad at him because he didn't participate in your book.
Yeah, it's your turn to write a book.
It's your book.
Like Keith and I are writing a relationship book, and if Patrice doesn't feel like going, hey, here's how I feel about relationships, we can't be mad at her.
Right. She should, though. She's been in relationships.
Yeah, right.
What are you holding back?
Yeah. Come on, babe.
No one shows up in my house.
Bitch.
So I'm quiet.
I saw the show last night, a documentary called The Recruiter, and it's about one of, if not the, top recruiters in the military.
Oh, really? And that sounds interesting.
It was interesting. I don't know why. Maybe because I was in the military, but it was interesting to me. Seeing how he's trying to recruit these people, he doesn't do things so shady. Like, you know, like you're just saying shit.
Some
you
of them are
tell.
Shady, though.
Yeah, I agree. But that's kind of what I thought they'd show. Like, well, this guy agree, but he's not doing anything so weird. It's funny seeing that he's definitely taking a lot of time with these kids so they don't change their mind after their initial interest. He goes with them to their basketball games. He works out with them in the morning. Because I'll tell you what, it was so weird. And
Can I tell you really quick? I think that a lot of these people really need fathers.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of acts as like a father slash big brother. And they're sweet on him almost. Like, they have a crush on him because he's the ultimate guy. He's in great shape. He does a zillion push-ups. He's smart.
He wants to go play with you, yeah.
Yeah, and he's coming to my basketball game. And he's running in the morning with me. He's taking the time to tell me what's good and bad. And, like, you see the, you know, even if their mothers are still around, you see the mothers and you're like, fucking God. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. You know, even, like, they interviewed one of the moms and the mom's like, well, what else are they going to do? There's nothing here for them.
Rap.
Yeah, some kid opened the fridge and she goes, I don't know why you're looking in there. There's nothing in there.
Aww.
I'm like, the kid is 16 and 17. She's got a 16 and 17-year-old, something like that. I'm like, then put something in. You know, so obviously, like, here's a man who comes and is, like, interested in their lives. Their mothers, their father, whoever it is, are way too tired, way too poor, way too busy in their own shit to be, like, in these people's lives. And also they're in their, like, upper teens, you know?
And at 17, can't your parents sign you into the army or whatever the case is?
Yeah, they can, right? Yeah. So here's a guy that really, you know, tends to give a shit. Yeah. And
there was a part of me.
Everything's positive about him. That's another thing is, like, if you have, even if you don't have, like, all negative things in your life, if you meet someone that has such a good outlook and, like, so energetic, you're so drawn to that.
Yeah, he seemed like a man's man, my recruiter. And there was a part of me that thought about not, of course, you know, just thought about me not joining the military. And then I was thinking, like, I'm going to let him down.
Wow.
He had to come from Johnstown.
Which is how
45 minute ride or something, and then I'm not going to join? Oh, what an asshole. That's also, never mind, I'm agreeing to something for 2 years, 4 years, however long.
That's also how a pimp gets you.
Right, you feel
I'm
bad.
I'm not calling them pimps, but the same kind of like mind idea where you become devoted to this one person in your life because they're the positive as opposed to the negative.
Oh, I know my recruiter lied to me when he said, your dad said that you'll never pass the army test.
Because you probably told
I know
him,
that's a lie.
Because you told him something about your dad.
I told him me and my dad didn't get along, and he was just like, thank you.
Found my angle.
Right.
But that, it did something to you, didn't it? Oh, my fucking dad can't. You didn't really know it.
It did some a little bit.
Yeah.
All this stuff is just a little bit that adds to it. Yeah. I probably would have joined anyway, but of course, yeah, it wasn't the worst idea he had for getting me in.
You worked out before you went to boot camp, right?
No, I
thought you did. I thought you were doing some running.
I was lazy.
Before.
I was going to do running, and I was lazy. Yeah. I didn't think I could run 2 miles, and, you know, they make you, and you do. It's funny. Then they show these three kids that this guy recruits for the year, and it's real tough to recruit because, you know, people just died in Iraq. National Guardsmen, four of them from that small town died, so, people aren't in a hurry to join. But they get three people, and they follow these three people. And from seeing these shows, you expect them to die at the end. You know? Mm-hmm. They don't, but one ends
How
up going...
How else will you close the episode? Right,
one goes AWOL, one... But then she gets some kind of disciplinary action and then ends up working the fast food area. She's a lesbian. You find out... You know, she keeps it a secret, but you find out. It's kind of obvious, though.
Yeah, it's a little obvious.
A guy joins Special Forces. He loves it. Another guy is in the regular army, and he's just okay with it.
Well, the guy that I saw that, like...
Oh, kids, of course.
You know, the one that I saw when you were watching it, did he turn out to be in Special Forces? He seemed a little special. He seemed like he needed the army. The guy whose father wasn't around, this guy was running with him in the morning. He
needed structure, basically.
Yeah.
You're describing
you
every
know.
Dude. I don't
oh,
know.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and they, of course, all three of them are going to go to Iraq.
That's so weird. It's amazing that people are signing up now knowing that where are they going to put
right.
you?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, I didn't do it until I was in the Army. And then I can do it because you're getting yelled at and do it. And it's funny. It's funny watching people go to basic training and seeing and remembering that I was in it and seeing these excuses. And then they do the tear gas, which was horrendous. And they make you walk into the tear gas room. They set off the gas. You have your mask on already. You have to take off your mask. Some places you just have to breathe in. You have to make sure your eyes are open. Other places you have to talk, say the serial number to your rifle.
So it can get in your throat.
Right.
And
so you really... And I think you do have to know what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a cop. You should be tased, I believe. Mm. So anyway...
It also makes a funny video for Christmas party.
Exactly. So then and then you leave. Well, a guy like cheated, like held his breath or something. So they made him run in again. He goes, Drill Sergeant, I can't breathe. And Drill Sergeant goes, okay, then don't. And pushes him back in. It's like, yeah, you can. You're lying. You know, you need to be yelled at to do this. You're not going to die. He knows it. You're not the first one. Oh, you can't breathe. Get up. You're not having a panic attack. It's so funny. It's so funny the way they're right. They're absolutely right when you're falling over and you're like, I can't breathe. Seriously, I'm going to die. And they're yelling at you like, get the fuck up. I've seen this a million times.
It's
and you
kind
can
of
either
like
keep
parents.
Playing it. Exactly. Yeah. Or you can get up and you can keep doing it. You see people falling and they could... They're making it up.
If you can yell, you can't breathe. You can breathe. When you actually don't make a sound, that's when you can't breathe.
Whenever the military first started, if these people would have stuck to their guns and said, no, really, I'm dying. But they didn't like getting yelled at, and so they got up and they finished doing whatever they were doing. And ever since then, they go, oh, really? This works?
Well, this happened. My brother told this on the show. My brother Michael started acting up in public one time. And he's like, oh, I can't get up. I fell, blah, blah, blah. And my father's like, get up. you know? And he's like, no, I absolutely, like, there's no way that I can get up. He's like, get up. And he, like, I don't know what he did to my, he probably, like, yelled. It was probably a little bit embarrassing, but my father knew if he was going to get an ambulance for this kid like the kid wanted, it's a waste of $500, and he's just being dramatic.
Right.
Now, maybe, like, that sounds cheap or whatever, but $500 when you know your kid's just being, like, a little annoying, everyone's looking at him like, oh, this is the worst father in the world, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
And I think he took my brother and just picked him up and said, we're fucking leaving, you know, like, without cursing. But you have to know a little bit, like, beyond the kid in front of you. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Sure, you can't breathe. Okay. Yeah. My dad would do that to us a lot. Every once in a while, it would be a little too much. Like, he'd be like, why are you crying? I'm like, well, you just,
right.
Really, this time, I think.
No, just this one.
This time, I think
sometimes
it's okay.
Sometimes why are you crying, but it's, but, like, I mean, if you're acting like you're dead. It's
yeah.
So funny. Like,
yeah.
I can't breathe. I used my final breath to say I can't breathe, and I will now die.
Or to repeat it.
Yeah, and you just think, yeah, okay, go through the course twice now. Mm. What the fuck? Are you not listening? My drone instructors are deaf.
I think I find it very funny that people always find it incredible that Keith went to the Army. Anytime you mention
really?
It for the first time, really, look, take a look. Can you please
look
at
highway patrolman, really. You can go to the Army.
But so...
Every time... Everybody says I look like a cop and I'm stoic, and then and yet it's a surprise
stoic.
That I was in the Army.
Because
that's so classy.
Because of the discipline, I don't think anyone sees you as a person who can accept discipline and accept people yelling at you.
I do get that. It's so weird. Like,
yeah.
Well, how did you just stand there quiet? Like, I got to be funny all the time. Just stand there quiet. I don't have Tourette's.
So that's why I wanted to ask you...
Why can't they clean up these buildings? They don't make them like they used to. That's what she said.
Did it take you time to act like a...
You shut the fuck up or you don't want attention
right away?
Drawn to you.
Right
yes,
away.
Yes. They're yelling
you
at
out.
You.
They yell at you right away?
If you cough, they look at you and you get... they yell at you right off
don't
the bus.
Don't they yell you off the bus, basically? Get off the
exactly.
bus.
Exactly. You get processed in, so you get your uniforms and stuff like that. And you're taught a couple things. But you're not being disrespectful, but you're waiting around most of the time until it's your time to get boots and stuff like that. And your only job is to literally stay awake because you're almost bored. But you're sitting, you're slumped over, you're doing whatever. Then you're really treated the full thing after like a week or two. It's probably a week.
Was it a surprise that you needed to shut up? Was it a surprise that...
No.
Like, why are people talking back? Like, is...
They can't help it. Why do people go, they can't help it, and you need to... That yelled out of you.
Because you're used to being engaged and not talked to.
Okay.
Yeah. You used to be able to... In the free world, you're able to talk back.
You think I'd be able to deal and shut the fuck up?
Yes.
They'd put me the hell out. I'd be put out.
Really but some people can't. They look over. Maybe Patrice would look over the next person and go, you're fucking kidding me.
You would, Patrice. You would.
I would.
Patrice
you would mutter under your breath too loud.
Exactly. Or she'd make that, pierce her lips, like, you know, the rolling eyes version of the lips.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I would.
Like, stop doing that.
I can admit it. In the Army, I would have to be in an office typing something. Can I take a typing test as basic training? Because I can't do the real thing where you get to yell at me and shit. Why are you yelling at me? I didn't do anything.
Yes, Sergeant.
Exactly. We would have an issue. Make me run.
But there's nothing crazy about this movie, The Recruiter, but I liked seeing it.
I don't think you liked it just because you went to the Army. I think it's interesting.
I don't know.
It was just interesting.
Is it? You were interested?
Yeah, I was interested until I had to do something else. But
but you're right. I think I would be more interested in the idea of the skeevy, pervy recruiters.
Yeah,
more
this guy
so
was like so
guy.
On the up and up. Yeah, but it is interesting. Like it's the towns that you know they're going to.
Well,
you said you saw recruiters in your high school. I never saw recruiters.
No, they had ROTC, and that was pretty much voluntary.
I never heard of ROTC until Keith.
They had a small room by the retards where they made the bagels.
That's nice.
I think the ROTC thing, I don't really understand it. I don't really get it. Seeing a little kid with some kind of first sergeant badge.
Well, it was like 11th grade.
What?
They weren't so little.
I think.
Yeah, but I don't get it. I mean, like, you're a first sergeant. And then what? You're in the real army... Are you an officer? Are you...
I don't know.
I don't get it, but it's silly. Like, you're really... Let's go to war for
it's
a sergeant.
Not, it's not silly. It's the psychology behind getting them
indoctrinated
to join
early.
Right away. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
It's also like, hey, my dad was doing this. Like, I can't wait to do it. You know, I'll my dad will look at me different once I have this uniform
Seeing
on.
Seeing
like,
these kids wear these ranks is silly to me.
To
it's
you.
Like Girl Scouts without cookies.
I don't think to anybody that's been in the regular military, quite frankly.
Well, a lot of them were in ROTC first.
Yeah. Your friends were in ROTC, right?
No, but...
I thought they were. I met one.
Okay. By the way, those weren't bonds that lasted a lifetime, to tell you the truth. yeah, kind of the left, she went to a networking party.
Well, fancy
That's
dude.
That's right.
Oh, everything changed now.
What kind of networking?
Well, okay, I've been interested in networking because I keep hearing that word. My older brother has like a networking thing and... So and
What's
it
a
is,
networking thing?
He puts together networking parties. Mm-hmm. And it is true, like, if you look at comics, right, they really just, if they get their own show, they hire their friends, right?
Right, right.
And I'm not trying to, like, only make friends just to do this. I can't. I actually can't because I just, it doesn't feel good to me. But I do think, like, hey, let's go out and see if somebody's looking for somebody like me, and let's see if I'm looking for somebody like them. Mm-hmm. Who knows, right? So I emailed two networking party sites, and I said, look, do you want some media there? Put me on the list and whatever. So one of them does, and I went last night. And I can tell, and I knew it, I can tell by the pictures.
I couldn't take it, by the way. I wouldn't go.
No.
I went to one, like, 2 years ago for, like, New York bloggers, and it was so bullshit. It was just drinking and free nail polish.
See, that's the thing. I could tell by their website that this isn't really businessy because... The pictures on their website are only of gorgeous people that attended.
Drinking.
That I know.
Nobody
that
told
everybody,
me that.
Not everybody gorgeous goes to this party. And by doing that, you're really just, you know, in perfect positions with, like, drinks in their hand. It's more like, hey, look where all the gorgeous people are.
Are you
and
sure
to me, that's
was
not business.
Business networking and not singles networking?
No, it was business networking. Okay. Yeah, it was. And so then I get there, I'm on the list, everything. I'm always waiting to be like, oh, it's $20. And I'm like, God, oh, this fucking bitch, she only put me on the list to come. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so I get there, and it's definitely business because they have different color name tags for your kind of business. Are
okay.
you media? Are you banking? Are you, you know what I mean? Like, in
right.
your genre. So I get mine, and I write talk show host. Now, right away, I can tell, like, you guys suck. You guys suck because you wrote my name so that no one in fucking hell can possibly read it. What the hell's the point? I had to go back and go, look, I'm going to write my own thing. I saw another person from a mortgage company. You misspelled mortgage.
I work for Mortgage.
You know, if you don't know how to spell it, you should ask
Raise
at the
your
door.
Hand.
You know, like, just go, hey, let me not make you look like a fucking idiot. And why is this woman walking around with a misspelled mortgage on
She's
her thing?
She's okay with it. Like, yeah.
She pointed it out to me. I just kind of glanced at her thing and I'm like, then fucking
that
go get a different.
That already tells me that you're not assertive in business.
You know what
right.
I mean?
This is just a name tag, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why the housing community is having such big
you know?
Problems.
When it comes to deals, if they write the wrong number on the check, are you cool?
Right, right. right.
This
yeah.
is like the most inconsequential, like the most non-thing that's going to happen to you all in the evening. Is
this
saying
is your
you
presentation? Yeah. Okay. So then right away, you're in this very. It's a bar, and then you can go outside. Also, gorgeous place. Like in the outside, it's like a whole terrace that like 100 people could fit outside. It's really nice, but inside, it's hot as shit.
Oh,
and I'm like, I start talking to people. I'm like, it's interesting that they don't care that it's hot in here. And this one guy said, yeah, that's not them. That's the venue. I go, well, don't you think they're responsible for the venue? I mean, if it was my party, I'd be like, hey, venue, turn on your air conditioner.
Right.
Yeah.
We wouldn't take, if we put together, let's say, a Keith and the Girls show, and there's a problem with the mics. Is it the venue's fault?
Yeah. Plus, if it was a Keith and the Girls show and it's hot as hell and maybe, like, the air conditioner doesn't work, go outside. There's a Rite Aid around the corner because we're in New York City by three fans. Yeah. The not my problem thing, like, drives me nuts.
The passing
right.
the buckage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay, so then, and then, this is still all in the same 5 minutes, and I'm standing online for 10 minutes to get a drink. Why would I be standing online to get a drink? There's nobody in here. Everybody's outside, and there's a bar outside. Okay, so I'm not happy about that, but I'm like, okay, I'm taking notes, I'm writing shit down, I'm like, this is what I do, right? Because here's the best part of Keith and the Girl. I go somewhere. If it's awesome, I had a great time. If
right.
it sucks, I got a show.
Right.
It's so great. They're win-win all around. Okay, so my whole thing is, like, I'm kind of testing myself. Can I go? I think it's better to go by yourself to these things so you don't get stuck talking to the person that you
that
came
you're with.
In.
Right.
There's no point. And my goal is to talk to as many people as possible and try to see what's up and get a good gauge and see if I can make any connections on whatever. I start talking to people online. They start talking to me. There is nobody is there to just hold their drink and not do anything. It is the best possible thing a shy person can do to themselves is go by themselves, put on a name tag, whether they're looking for work or not, because I tell you, I look around and I'm like, okay, I see a mortgage lender, I see private banking, I see website owners, you know, things like that. And then I start seeing nurses and a pharmacist. I guess they can network with each other. I'm like, what am I going to do with a nurse?
Right.
Why is the nurse here? And girl. I see another nurse. I'm like, what are you here for?
Go to meet the first nurse. Yeah. They're together.
Then I see someone who has retired on their thing.
That's hot. I'm chilling.
But the retired guy, like he told me that all the bankers were up his ass because they're like, "Hey, here's what you can do." All the private, what do they call people who like run your money for you?
And what are you supposed to do with the nurse? I got itchy balls.
Yeah,
the retired guy should have looked up the nurse.
So here's what I find out: like the more I talk to people, the more I'm like, nobody wants to do business here. This name tag is an excuse to meet another person in New York,
right,
which is fantastic. And I think that bars should do this Tuesday night name tag night. I'm so serious. Mm-hmm. I'm so freaking serious because never did anyone feel so comfortable just talking to another person in the bar. You know, it really was just people hanging out at a cocktail party. Yeah, yeah.
Because at a bar, you don't know who's willing to just talk and who wants to be alone.
That, and I think that every guy's, you know, like every girl thinks every guy's just going to hit on them and then give them trouble if they don't want to talk to them at the moment. Like, this is great. And it's also like a very in and out process. If I'm interested in you, I'm going to keep talking. If not, like, it's okay. We already, like, there's only nice conversations going on. There's, like, this name tag is a jump-off point to what I'm... if you're shy, if you're new to a place, if you're new to, like, New York, if you're new to, like, California, anywhere in the middle, whatever, go to one of these things, and all of a sudden you have friends. Even if you don't have anywhere, like, if you don't have a job, you can just say, tell me what my next job is on your thing. Your name tag, like, gets you the most... Yeah.
Okay, this is so fantastic. Would you ever go again?
Not to a regular place. My brother did say I should go to some tech.
There's certain tech ones. Yeah. I've heard of those.
Yeah, that's...
Did you make one contact, one person that you're going to keep in touch with?
That nurse, man.
Yes, actually. This one guy who knows where all the dirty parties are in New York.
See, these networking things.
Mission, worth the price of a mission,
but,
right there.
But you know what? We know somebody who works for HBO and is doing, like, the next real sex thing. Mm-hmm. And
I need 30 parties.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, this is who I met. And she's like, hey, that's who I need. And so she's like, thanks for going to the party for me.
Yeah, I don't think it was because of the networking party, per se. you go to these networking parties. By the way, remember that time I told you Ted Alexander was doing stand-up and didn't give a fuck?
Yeah.
HBO was there.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I'm allowed to say. HBO was there. Give a fuck when you comics are playing any venue. How about that?
He should know that HBO is there because that place solicited HBO to be there.
Well, there you go.
Give a fuck. And anytime you're on stage, give a fuck. Yeah.
Stay home. Mm. Do everybody the favor.
I would go again if I'm bored. I would go again if I need a social thing. Like, I had a great time only because I love yapping to people. And Keith and the girl, like...
Yeah, I like holding people hostage.
Yeah, you let me talk about Keith and the girl and what, you know, how do I get this and what kind of numbers and what... I turn into a total geek about it, and I like it. And, you know, if you're not interested, I'm going to tell you, hey, we're here for networking. I'm going to go make the rounds.
You stand there and listen.
Yeah, I got to go.
I've been to one or two of these networking things, and I don't understand why people are still kind of... they're weird or shy about the whole thing still. Like, it's still like pulling teeth getting to what they do. Why can't it be a networking party where you go in and go, I'm a talk show host. Who here can help? Oh, you're a salesman? Here we go. Now let's sit down, talk. What do we do next? During that conversation, you could change your mind if I'm a weirdo and just leave.
No,
like, how come shit's not done in half an hour?
I think because people aren't accustomed to having a situation be that open. It's usually a conversation where you both find out what each other does, and oh, maybe in somewhere in the course of the conversation or a day or two after, you figure out that you can interact. But to go there with that as your objective.
Well, also,
I would like your
like,
brother to start advanced networking parties. Well, the quote is, we get shit done.
Are you accustomed to talking to people?
Well, there is speed networking. That was the only other place that I emailed. You know how there's speed dating? There's speed networking.
I need an index card.
That's pretty cool, except what if I'm stuck with the nurse all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck do I do with you? Next, ring the bell.
Vitamins,
you know,
anything? Any suggestion?
Yeah, you have to really...
How long is it, though? Like 2 minutes?
It's very short.
That's good. What do you do? How can you help me? Do you have too much money?
But that's not the way it works. How do you help me? Because sometimes...
How do I help you?
I'll tell you. Sometimes until you talk to the person, you might be able to figure out how you can help each other where your businesses don't usually work together. Just by talking to them, throwing around some ideas, because you guys are genuinely interested in each other as people and talking, you want to end up working together. And that's the whole point of, like, friend/business.
Well, I hope you understand that you have to be the liaison.
I love it.
Hey, so you do a talk show. Yeah, what do? You know, I work like everybody else.
I'll walk away from
Next! Move!
I don't want you coming to any party.
It's a networking fucking party. Don't call it a network. Why do you call it a networking party, Patrice? And then I show up, and then, well, you know, I mean, I'm a nurse, but I don't know. So, have you been to one of these before? I don't know. I'm a nurse, you know.
This one really wasn't like that. Everyone had a point, and everyone had something to say. I was talking to this one guy, and I was like, this isn't business anymore. We're just talking. Right. And he's trying to get, and I must have been the most lame conversationalist because I'm like, I don't know how interested I am in you actually.
You
I don't
said
think
that during
could.
The conversation?
No, but he was like trying to make conversation, and I was like, yeah, this isn't working. I think you know it. And
we're not business clicking right now.
I don't know, but we're not even like socially clicking. I think like lot of people try to be like extra cool to me. They're like, oh, you got the coolest name. Like talk show host kind of attracted a lot of people. And I was like, oh, you know, it's a little, don't if you're easily offended. I always have to say that. And they, as soon as I say that, they either threw a curse in their next sentence.
Oh yeah, I got a good fucking sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah. Or they just started trying to be a little too cool, and I was like,
did you hear the new Strokes album? What?
And, stuff like that. Yeah. Stuff like I don't think
I'm
we could just
old.
Start a conversation like
Who's
that.
Who's old?
You know what? Networking parties, I would enjoy if you had the right to leave a conversation at any time without being looked at like an asshole. Like, okay, this isn't going to work out. Thanks. Next person. Well,
yeah,
they understand.
If that's your exit line, you're going to look like an asshole.
You shouldn't have to.
You might need, I'm going to go get a drink. How about that? Yeah. Something nice to close
Then they follow you, please.
No, people don't follow you.
No.
Everybody knows the cue.
That's universal.
I'm going to go get a,
But then you go to the bar and you act like you're getting a drink or you really get one.
There are two bars. Go to the other one.
Go to the other
one. I got to feel weird going to a networking party. We didn't hit it off.
You don't have to feel weird. You just make a polite exit.
Well, never.
Let me tell you something. I'll be the one.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my point.
Jeez. Let's start putting your picture up at the door. Don't let this guy in. He likes to make it weird.
I like to move. I like to live in the future. The future's not that far away.
Future is tomorrow.
If we get shit done. Not if we quit going,
And by the way, these things are also cheap. It was $20 if you just come at the door, but $10 if you email them ahead of time. Mm-hmm. $10 at the door, oh my God, but here's the thing, right? Okay, I walk in, I start talking to somebody online. I figure I need a drink in my hand. That's just the way it goes, you know? So I stand online, I'll get a white wine so nobody talks to me about how I'm drinking or not drinking, okay? Right. Let's not make that the focus of anything. Start talking to people online, I end up talking to this guy, and such a nice guy, and then we get to the front of the line. He's like, oh, I'll get this one. And I'm like, oh, that's really nice. And I told him I'd get the next one, you know, when we see each other, blah, blah, blah. One white wine and whatever, you know,
very good, by the way. So now I'm going to get a drink from you, and then you're going to get a drink from me later. Mm. But I have the right to walk away anytime.
Well, we talked.
You're
now
buddies.
We talked, and then I was like, look, thanks for the drink. Like, of course, we're supposed to be networking, you know. And he was all about it, and I'm like, hey, when your drink is done, if you find me, like, I'll get the next one.
Wouldn't that be great? I'm ready.
And if I don't, you know,
be great?
Whatever.
He comes to you?
You can either give me the drink or give me the $9.
Right. excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. I'll take my other drink.
So, I didn't see him again. It wasn't that big a place. So, one white wine. And one whatever liquor alcoholic beverage. Patrice, I already told Keith how much?
$6,000.
16, 20.
$21.
You're in Manhattan.
21.
What was the wine? Like 10 or 11?
I've no. I was shocked. I felt so bad. I was like, wow. I don't know that he would be anticipating this. I didn't want
to
embarrass him and be like, you know what? That was. Let me just. You know,
well, to make it clear to people listening, you know, not from the city.
That's not normal.
It's not normal.
That's kind of average.
That's double.
It's not average.
No.
For wine, depending on what you're drinking.
You are a fancy bitch.
Wine is like $9, $10 a glass.
Where?
This is the higher. This is about as high as it gets.
That's crazy. Yeah, come on.
Whose backyard are you two drinking in?
Regular places.
I don't know.
$9, $10 a glass for wine is not expensive.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're wrong.
In restaurants, it could be like in fancy restaurants, it could be that much for like a simple glass of wine.
Regular wine is like.
What do you think we're drinking at this place? That it's like.
Yeah, they're going to the top of the rung because they know these are successful people in general that will pay it.
Well, because they also know that it's embarrassing if you're not going to pay it, and you're there for a reason. That's why I'm thinking bars should do this, because this is the place that you go for a reason. If it's not that, you can go to any bar. And not one of Patrice's, because she's very rich.
Average Manhattan bar, you're paying that much.
You're wrong.
No way.
You're wrong. I want you to start paying attention. Pay attention where you are. Yeah, I know you're wrong.
I'm not talking like nice guys. I'm talking somewhere.
I am too.
No.
Well,
we'll see.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, sort it out. Unless it's happy hour, regular, like, prime time. That's how much you're paying.
Unless you're a bum and you're in the back of a...
Wow. But yeah, I felt bad for him. But then I thought, you know what, he's like...
He wouldn't offer it if he couldn't.
I don't know. Maybe he took it... Like, really, I thought maybe he took him by surprise. But you know what? What are you going to do? Lesson learned? I don't know.
Do you want him this company or not? It's pricey.
He would have came and asked you for $11.
Well, he was some kind of web... He makes a decent amount of money. But that's not a reason, but still.
Back to the military real quick. The Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery is at the center of combat between preservationists and cemetery officials. The giant marble sarcophagus marking the location of four unknown U.S. service members from World War I to Vietnam has been battling the elements since it opened to the public in 1932. More than 70 years later, it's showing its scars with cracks encircling it. On its most famous inscription, quote, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." A crack cuts diagonally through the words. The scars are at the center of the debate. Should the memorial be fixed or replaced with a replica? The superintendent of Arlington National Cemetery says the overall appearance of the memorial is not what it should be, and we know that this is a problem. As the cracks worsen, cemetery officials say the threat of a degraded monument will detract from the dignity and respect afforded to those buried at the nation's most sacred site. They would like an exact replica made with similar marble. Historical preservationists, of course, are saying the cracks just need to be replaced as time goes on. A replica is not the same thing as the original. You know what's not the same thing as the... If it's the same as the original, why don't you just lay their dead body on the grass? That's how they died. No, redo it. Redo it. Honor them a little bit and give a fuck.
Fix the original, though. I don't think you should place a whole new one. That's kind of dumb.
I think they're saying if they can't just fix the original because it'll keep cracking. It's just old. It's just too old.
Well, stuff is made different now.
Stuff is made different now.
Make it different. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is such a huge argument.
I don't know, but Patrice thinks that it's disrespectful to make a new one.
It's disrespectful. They haven't been maintaining it all along, and all of a sudden now it's some big, giant problem. But now you're faced with the problem of fixing it.
No, it's not that they haven't been maintaining it.
70 years.
It's just that, like...
The subway's 100 years old.
Oh,
they keep
that
maintaining
works?
It.
The subway's working just fine?
They maintain it.
If they can start all over.
Patrice is paying $11 for wine and riding a perfectly working New York City subway station. Where
You're
is this
asshole.
Place happening?
I didn't say it was perfectly working, but people complain about the subway all the time. It's 100 years old. You be 100 and see how you want to act.
Patrice, I draw the
you
line.
Might need a minute.
I draw the line at meth. Okay?
Okay, crack it.
Little politics. A two-time gubernatorial candidate spent Monday night, a couple weeks ago, I think 1 or 2 weeks ago, in jail, charged with a felony. Otis Bullman Hensley, who ran for governor in 2003 and 2007 and campaigned against the state on a giant fake bull, was arrested Monday evening on suspicion of an unlawful transaction with a minor.
Oh, no.
A first-degree unlawful transaction charge can include sexual activity with a minor or drug use other than marijuana, according to blah, blah, blah statutes. He's being held on $15,000 full cash bond and is expected to be arraigned Tuesday. Here's what it was about. A redneck politician who asked a woman if she'd trade her two young nieces for his hog found himself penned up for 3 days.
Wow.
Like his penis?
No.
Oh.
No, an actual
maybe.
Hog.
Then it's rude. Disgusting. Wouldn't that be funny? He said a hog and he meant his dick. My big hog. No, they don't have hog in quotes. I think he actually meant a pig.
They would have spelled it with two G's, too.
Mm. He says, Jay Leno makes jokes every night and makes a million. I make one joke and I go to jail. Now, his charges ended up being dropped, but he did spend some time in jail. A charge of first-degree unlawful transaction with a minor pending two-time gubernatorial candidate Otis Hensley has been dismissed. Hensley was initially charged after an incident where he made a suggestive comment to the mother of two young girls who he encountered at a supermarket. Hey, do you want to trade them girls? This is the quote, supposedly. Hey, do you want to trade them girls for a good hog? He maintained the line was a joke he frequently used around his home in Harlan County.
He frequently used it?
Constantly looked at his wife. He want to trade them kids for a hog.
Yeah, come on. That's an old man joke. That's like a joke my dad would say. Like, I got a good...
It's so not funny that I don't understand how you were offended. Because first of all, I wouldn't have understood if somebody just rolled up on me in the supermarket and asked to trade my children for a hog.
Like, to even think, you take the time to think, like, you must be comparing my two kids to a hog, stranger, that this offends me so much. Yeah, this is the moms I'm talking about. That it's so busy being a mom. It's so hard. I got to go back and return a CD that offended me to the store. That's an hour away because I was on vacation at the time. I gotta find out how to do a law. I'm not a lawyer. I've got to find out how to do a lawsuit against somebody that called my two kids a hogs. Mother's work is never done. Not only am I a cook and a chauffeur and a seamstress, now apparently I'm a lawyer.
And a doctor.
We really don't get paid enough, Roseanne. You're right.
Honestly, if he asked to trade my kids for a hog, at best, once I understood what he was talking about, I'd be like, does the hog clean its room? And walked away.
My dad used to have a joke. Let's say my mom turned 40. I'm like, Mom turned 40? He's like, yeah, it's about time I trade her for two 20-year-olds.
See? Funny.
But he kept it legal.
Exactly.
He kept the age legal. you have the time. You have the time to complain about that. My hogs. I would look at my kids and go, see, you ain't special.
Exactly. Get good livestock for you.
Anytime they're bad, like just to stir things up, I'd bring a hog home.
I could still take that hog at any time. Otis said. The fact the police took that shit serious, that woman must have really been on her game as far as nagging.
I want to see pictures of the kids. Maybe. Were they ugly? Maybe it's a good deal for the mom.
Maybe the kids look like hogs.
I don't know.
Because if you're a policeman, you come to the scene, okay, ma'am, what happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said he asked me to trade my children for a hog. Was any actual money and or children transacted? No.
You know what? Yeah,
I'm going to go.
Yeah,
maybe she thought her children were worth more than one hog.
That's what
hogs
offended her.
Hogs are worth
her.
A lot of money, though.
Well, still, her children are precious.
Regardless, you shouldn't go to jail for a couple days. What should, of course, be done is a sting operation.
And get Otis mid-hog trade.
And you show up with two kids. Doesn't even have to be the real kids. Use kids that are special government agents. And you take it over and go, hey, I got two. These are even better kids for a hog.
Is it wrong that the hog in my head has a little hat and a corncob pipe?
Whatever it takes to sell, Patrice.
It's worth the price of two children. I assume so.
And a little bandana around his neck. I'd have taken the hog.
It better be spider pig.
Hog is probably cheaper.
A woman went down the baggage chute at a Swedish airport.
I always wanted to do that.
Of her own volition, but because she thought she had to. She can vote.
Was it her first flight?
Children and old people should not be able to vote. An elderly woman misunderstood instructions while checking in at Sweden's main airport.
Oh, Nana.
Now, keep in mind that this isn't just her. You're the... Like, I could see things in my father, in my brothers and sister. Maybe I have some. This retardedness...
It's Keith's biggest fear.
It's my fear. This retardedness does not end with one person.
No, I understand.
You have to put her to sleep and three generations before and after her to sleep.
I fear that one day I'll end up wiping the walls like my mother.
Yeah. Right.
My mother used to wipe the walls, and she would get mad if you touched her walls.
By the way, if you ever get that disease, come on over.
You know?
I had to wipe the walls.
Is there a particular reason you're touching my walls? Because I'm walking.
Well, people wipe down their walls, but maybe she was a little obsessive
about
it. She used
to sweep at 3 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get it together with the Double Dare guy,
you know,
Mark Summers.
Oh, she's Caribbean. She was just eccentric.
Elderly woman misunderstood instruction checking into Sweden's main airport and was whisked down a baggage chute after she placed herself instead of her luggage on the belt.
What could they possibly have said to her?
78-year-old woman who was not named was preparing to fly from Stockholm's Arlanda Airport to Germany on Tuesday when she laid down on the unmanned baggage belt. She laid down in the belief that she was following check-in instructions that nobody else was doing, and you're 78. You haven't been on a plane before.
I know that there's two people that work at that airport that saw her laid out in that conveyor belt. Holy one shit. Went to do something, another one said, hold on. Let's see what happens.
She was quickly swept off to the baggage handling center. First of all, those things don't move swiftly. Those luggage racks.
It needs that elevator music with it. It moves so slow.
Right. She quickly was swept off to the baggage handling center where staff members helped her get back on her feet.
Whee!
The woman suffered no serious injury and caught her flight as planned.
They should have just loaded her from the bottom.
And she had the whole baggage area to herself.
What
so that was
to
nice.
Her bag, though?
Right. Her bag was in the seat. She's
finish
in
the story.
Mafujan says, we're all safe people. A person can go on a baggage belt. I feel safe now.
That's right. Yeah. There's your beeper. Yeah, you can't. What country? These other countries, you're allowed to just hop on yourself. Yeah.
You have to go, like, if I wanted to go on the baggage thing,
she could go on the baggage belt, but my sunscreen was 0.5 ounces too large, and the man took it away from me. I never opened it in my whole life. It had a nice seal on it.
Yes.
Give me $8.
All right, let's get to the celebrity gossip this time. I'm hearing Suge Knight was arrested.
Well, right now in Las Vegas, they're having the Magic and Project shows, which basically they're for all the urban wear clothing lines, like, you know, like Rockaware, all that kind of stuff. So right. Suge was there because there's a lot of parties that surround it. So Wednesday night, the police were called because Suge and his girlfriend had a bit of an altercation. He was driving and decided to start punching his girlfriend in the head while he was driving.
Okay. Did she not die? He's huge.
It takes skill. Imagine that. And
wow. Oh, yeah, driving
if he's left-handed,
and punching.
It's out of control. Wow. But being punched, decided that she didn't want to be punched anymore, so she grabbed the steering wheel in an attempt to escape, and the vehicle ran up on the curb. She then managed to flee the car on foot with Knight in pursuit. Just as he caught up to her and decided to brandish a knife, the police rolled up.
Wow.
God bless the police sometimes.
He's a nice person.
Was he trying to get royalty money out of her?
I don't know. She must have said something about going solo or something. I don't know. He pulled a knife on her. He was held and was released late Wednesday night, because this was Wednesday 6 a.m. because, you know, Vegas knows no time, on $19,000 bail, and immediately went to an after-hours club and had some party time. I guess he had to miss what he was missing out on. He's set to appear in court on September 26th back in Vegas.
Has he ever served time? Because he's done a whole bunch
of shit. He served a dash of time, yes, but he recently went bankrupt to save Death Row Records, I guess, like to protect the holdings or whatever, so he's still in business.
He's such a nice person.
Wow, who fills out the job application for Suge Knight's girlfriend?
Isn't it something that they go, yeah, okay, I know that. Oh, Jay, all these. You don't know him like I know.
He's the one motherfucker you don't want to have a Yoko Ono moment on. Like, I don't know who that is.
You know what? No. In the privacy of our own house, you'd be amazed how romantic he is.
He doesn't hit me. Like Mike Tyson. Robin Givens forever will go down as the baddest bitch in history for surviving a punch in the head from Mike Tyson.
You know what? Yes, he looks like an animal. But I tell you what, he's so sweet behind the scenes.
It's like he'll sneeze and eat you, but ooh.
He wanted to eat your children and your souls. Right, but when we snuggle and we're spooning, I'll tell you what, like a purring little kitten.
Who thinks to even say, I will eat your children? That is beautiful.
Somebody that has it together. What else is happening this week, Patrice?
Britney Spears. And
in or out. In or out of the VMAs with her. I can't.
Oh, big bitch.
Yeah. Oh,
so
my God.
So she's in the new ads for the VMAs with the host, Russell Brand. And we talked about it before that there's speculation she'd be hosting. But her manager, Larry Rudolph, thankfully he's her manager again, said, contrary to media reports, Britney was never slated to perform at this year's VMAs. She's in the middle of recording her next album, which is going amazingly well, and her focus remains on the studio. Mm. Notice that he says never slated, not performing. So he's still sort of playing in the cards, like, I can kind of say no, but it could end up being yes.
But I can't believe that some people thought that she'd be hosting. Who the hell?
No, we don't have 2 hours. She can't keep it together.
That's
for 2 hours.
Crazy.
She could possibly keep it together for 3 minutes and change.
And even if she doesn't, that's a good clip.
With a lot
of
help.
But to host, yeah. Christ. No.
But she may be presenting an award at best if she's not actually performing. Tara Reid, we just talked about Suge in Vegas and all the clothing, the clothing being shown. They also show celebrity lines. So Paris Hilton's there showing her line, whatever. So
she is rough to look at. No joke. Tara Reid.
Did you used to think she was hot?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She had a moment. And then she's one of those people that doesn't have the friend that told her no more surgery.
Really? It's that bad?
And she went too far?
I think it's drugs.
Her boobs was cross-eyed at one point. Oh, I'm sure it's a little drugs up in there, too. But
yeah, her chest is all fucked up, but her face is fucked up.
See, why would a doctor who works on celebrities want to further ruin it? Because then I wouldn't want to go to that doctor, because that doctor doesn't know how to say no.
Nobody really looks it up.
She really didn't do her research because...
No, as I see. She just picked
whatever
doctor.
She went to a shitty doctor because her tits were cross-eyed, and her stomach looked, there was a fist underneath, like, moving, and she got lipo. There was talk about it for ages.
She got lipo? Wasn't she always skinny?
And, you're so rational. Bah. I have the money. Why wouldn't I? So, yeah, she's a hot mess. So she's put out a new clothing line called Mantra. It's all bikinis and cover-ups. And her idea is to take a t-shirt, Keith. She did what you did. She cut the sleeves off. Mm-hmm. But she cut the back out and put some beads on it.
Oh.
Give me $90.
She'll get $90.
Why not? I don't understand fashion.
Not a Tara Reid necessarily. She'll do okay because the bikini can transcend and you don't have to admit it's a Tara Reid bikini. Just how Paris Hilton has a clothing line and no one really talks about it, but somebody's wearing it apparently if Macy's is still selling it. But she said the reason for her having a clothing line, I love acting, but I can't hire myself.
Oh my.
So nobody's hiring her, she means.
Oh yeah. My.
Okay.
That's the most truthful, wow. Unfortunate. Like, if I was the reporter that she said that to, I would really have to say, I'm going to go get a drink.
Why?
Somebody would want to make, straight to DVDs with you in it. You can't even put the wine down for a second.
Just go hit Carmen Electra in the head and be in Disaster Movie or whatever else she's doing right now.
Right.
Go be in those bullshit parody whatevers. Go hit Carmen Electra in her head. Because that bitch right now is doing all your... She's getting all your money. Mm-hmm. You just see Carmen Electra collecting your checks. Gum commercials. The bullshit Ritz camera.
But Carmen Electra has it together. She's
but
got
that's what I'm saying. It's all the third banana roles that Carmen Electra plays. Yeah. That's what Tara Reid used to do.
That's funny.
One summer out the game and Carmen Electra just scooping up all your money.
Is that the latest thing that... People are trying to have fucked up plastic surgery. Maybe that's the latest thing.
No, I would think not, Keith.
I'm trying to look ugly.
No. Right. I don't, not yet.
I don't know the trends.
Give it
I don't know the
bit.
Trends.
Start getting that third breast put in? No,
oh,
but not
my
yet.
God. Yeah, like with the thought behind it being like, guys love my breasts. What if I have three?
If two is good.
Two is getting
three
me
is
so
fantastical.
Far.
And then people have those head trips and they have 17 breasts. I don't think I have enough tits for guys' attention.
The third
like,
one
look
have
in
like
the
a
mirror.
Ring and...
You have 17 tits. Well, I look in the mirror. I see half a tit.
I've got two vaginas.
It's like reverse anorexic, but on your titties.
Right.
I hit Patrice with that one.
Sometimes it needs explained.
I don't know why that was funny.
I'll take it.
Oh, the E! Channel has decided to cancel, speaking of extra tits, Denise Richards' show. She had a reality show called It's Complicated, and apparently nobody cared that it was complicated because no one was watching it.
I said that I'd watch that. I didn't.
See?
I lied. Sorry,
no
Denise.
Follow through.
I was going to be the one, and I didn't.
You're like a black person on election day. Nothing.
You're the reason why it was canceled. They were waiting for you.
If Keith would have watched the show.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I didn't show up. Paris Hilton, dead or alive?
Unfortunately, alive. Paris Hilton, she's not quite as, not newsworthy, but they're not really concerned with her as they were a year ago. So now she has to start offering up information, which comes across even more awkward than when she was asked for information. On her relationship with Joel Madden, who is the twin of Benji Madden, who is engaged to Nicole Richie, and they have a daughter together. I think if you're best friends with someone and you act like you're a kid sometimes, your love will stay young. We tell each other everything and we act like kids. We go to the carnival and Disney World and Dave and Buster's arcades all the time.
You mean all the places kids can't afford? Are those the places? That's what keeps me young, spending money? Okay.
Funnel cake.
Remember when she was going to grow up? Remember that?
Remember that press conference?
Remember that day?
There's a press conference she was going to grow up. Here's what I think happened. Uh-huh. She did grow up. Celebrity lives just move faster and
she's
faster.
She's 27.
Okay, she grew up because she said she would. And then a week later, now she's an adult. A week after that, she's an old person and is like, hey, I got to stay young. I guess what's happening.
And on
life moves too fast.
Now, of course, because she's a kept woman, she's instead of spending time in nightclubs, she prefers to enjoy quiet nights in with her sister Nikki and best friend Nicole Richie, who's engaged to, as I said, Joel's twin brother Benji.
Does she know what that
they're
means?
They're best friends again?
No, frenemy status. Yeah.
What does she know? What means?
Does she know what staying in means? Doesn't mean stay in clubs.
At least we don't go out till like 11 after Nicole goes home with the baby.
They're such weird liars, these celebrities. I like to stay in. Well, you're at a club now again.
No, they're not weird liars. You ever feel like, you know what? I think I feel like having quiet moments. You keep that to yourself because you know tomorrow you're going to have another feeling. Like Patrice is going to invite you to one of her thingamahoos and you're going to be like, yeah, I could spend $10 on wine today, you know? You know how sometimes, you know, sometimes Keith, you and I are like, you know what? We really need to like cut back a little bit. And the next night I'm like, come on, let's just go out and have a steak. You're like, didn't we just... Today doesn't count. You know what I mean? Like, but if we had press conferences on every goddamn thing that goes on in our head, we'd sound nuts.
Especially with, I don't understand how more people don't literally have a publicist with them all the time. You cannot be trusted. I don't trust you to talk for yourself. You're ruining our brand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so in conclusion, Hemda saying Paris Hilton is normal.
Hell
but,
no.
But her view on her relationship and the relationship of Nicole, it's cool because we're dating twins. Even my sister's dating a twin. My cousin's dating an identical twin, so we all date twins and we all hang out. It's pretty interesting.
That's fun.
So now, okay, the trend was to have a little dog.
Right.
Then to have a little baby.
Right.
Now we're all dating twins.
Yeah.
It's a good time for twins then.
It's to have like a backup.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was, and then adopting foreign babies is the other one. If you're not
going to
have a baby, you can adopt
that's
a foreign, as long as it's a foreign one.
I'm glad Paris didn't jump on that one.
Sweet Jesus, I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, her frenemy
would have lost it
did.
By now.
Yeah, like, not lost it as in dead, just where the fuck's my baby?
Where did I put the baby?
Yeah.
Because you know
she would know where her dog is.
All those dogs are gone. I haven't seen him with a dog in ages. The dogs are missing. They have an average of 8-9 years of a lifespan, and she got them at puppies. Dogs are gone.
What's news about O.J. Simpson? We just mentioned him.
Girl. Florida police had to go to O.J.'s home because his oldest daughter, Arnell, knocked him to the ground in a fist fight.
Well, he really doesn't have it anymore.
Over his, you know, got women kicking your ass. But then again, if you're O.J., do you even want to bother to put your hands up? Go ahead, just hit me. Like, I'm only going to get accused of being in the wrong later.
Oh, poor guy.
But still, to knock him to the ground.
One murder. So it was over his girlfriend, Christy Prody. Apparently, Christy's a bit of a drunk, and Arnell got into an argument with her. And then during the argument, Christy started to call 911, and OJ got in the middle, and she knocked him over, giving him a minor head injury.
You know what?
He's such a good father, though.
And then during that... He knocks down and like his memory is jogged and he realizes, wait a minute, I did kill them.
Oh no, he remembers just fine. He remembers enough to write a book about it, doesn't he?
But he might accidentally tell after a head injury.
Mm. He can tell all he wants right now. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
Yeah, he can go, you know what, I did it.
I wouldn't tell anybody else. But like if I was really crazy like OJ, I'd just write out cards and mail them to people.
What?
You get a thing in the mail. Not you, even, like Keith Malley, because he looked you up in the phone book. Hi, it's OJ. I did it.
It's OJ. It's sunny here in Florida, and I love to swim. By the way, I murdered Nicole and Ron. Have a great time. Love, OJ.
I do a press conference to white people and just say, you were right. See you on the golf course.
No, but really, I would just like publish like Willy Wonka and the Golden Ticket. I would just send out 10 postcards around the world and see who could get somebody to believe them that it's really for me. I'm not crazy though, so I won't do that.
Oh, God, it's great.
Jessica Simpson, still pursuing being a country artist and apparently having moderate success. She's doing a tour of all the state fairs this summer. And also, she was asked, unfortunately, to comment on her relationship with Tony Romo, who's the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And she said, I just told him today, you're the love of my life. And I don't really ever say that to anybody. Probably for the best, Jessica.
I thought they broke up already.
They ain't back together.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I thought it... Oh, who cares?
They broke up after the not baby, and then they got back together.
All right.
Hey,
they had to get back together because Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer broke up.
Oh, I see.
You got to take turns.
No, I need to know these things.
Lance Bass.
Yes.
Is going to be in Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And there was controversy if him being a homosexual would have a dude partner. And it turns out he's getting a female partner.
He's going to be dancing with a lady.
I don't think that's fair.
I think it's fine.
I think it's unfair. I think if I was in a dancing thing, I would want a girl. I wouldn't want a guy. There's okay. something sexual about dancing, and it's silly that people don't think so.
Don't you think that he should then get off the show? If it's that important,
mm-hmm.
he should be like,
if it meant something to him, he would have
said not to do it. Yeah, if he wanted to put his foot down on something, or if he wanted to, do something like that says, hey, you know, I get to...
But also, I think, in your vein of thinking, he's also coming in as an actually experienced dancer. So he's actually one-upped everybody anyway. So this is his Achilles heel will be dealing with the fact that he has to dance with a woman.
Yeah, but also... I could dance with a girl. It doesn't have to be sexual. I could dance with a guy and feel nothing for him.
You won't, but your boyfriend might. It doesn't bother me, but I'm progressive. I can't see Adam Brown, for example, allowing his girlfriend to dance with any other dude, and I don't think that's I don't think that's weak of him.
But also, actors are kissing people on screen
that's
all the
true.
Time.
Dudes kiss dudes in movies and
right.
they're not both
or,
gay.
Or kissing. You said, like, if you were an actor in a movie and
Whoa,
there was
slow
a,
down.
If
what
you
were
on Oz, if you were on Oz and you had to do the shower
oh,
scene
no,
where
not
you kiss
even,
a dude.
Not even gay. Like, we're dating. If you got a part and you had to make out with someone.
But you don't have to. Why do you have to? You
it's in the script you read. You can't rewrite the script because it doesn't suit you.
But you can easily rewrite if I'm going to have a dude or girl partner. It doesn't ruin the show. It doesn't change the dynamics. In fact, all you're going to be going is like, they're gay.
We're adapting a novel, Keith. You can't change it.
No, it's just that it's not sexual. They can have him make out with the girl. You're on TV and it's scripted. So if they script you into dancing with a girl or kissing a girl or pretending to have sex with a girl, yes, this is a dancing show. But what if it was like
I've been
a movie?
On a...
Does he want to be in any movie? Is he only going to play a gay part? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is, actually.
Well, now that he's out and like he represents this thing, but if before he was out, he was dancing with girls just fine.
I've been on film sets, and I would see a dude making out with a chick for the scene. What do you think these dudes are talking about after the scene? They're really going to try to fuck this girl in real life because there is something there. So it made it easier. So it's going to make it easier for Lance Bass to dance with a dude just as it's easier for regular dudes to dance with chicks on this
okay,
show. It's
well,
unfair
no,
for my buddy
Lance.
No, because
they could say this competition, you're going to be dancing with the opposite sex, in or out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in
no
this
one's
movie,
making them do it.
When they hired Heath Ledger to be in that movie, they said,
Broke
in
back.
This movie, you will have to butt fuck this guy, in or out.
Then I hope
you
they
get
acknowledge.
The part or you don't get the part. He's playing a gay dude, now he has to play a straight dude.
Everybody doesn't
That's
have this
playing.
Restriction on him. Why is it a challenge for only him? It's a challenge to
it's
dance
challenge
with someone you don't like.
Don't
because
dance.
That's what you're chewing. That's what you're choosing to do. You want to be in the show.
You're on
or
Dancing
don't
with
be the
Stars.
Show.
Not well. I
but
think
he never
unfair.
Said he
so
didn't
off the
like
show.
Anything.
So get off the show. Now
get
you can't
show.
Be on a dancing show.
No, he never said he wanted a male partner. The question was he going to be offered a male partner?
Was he offered?
No.
You're right.
Okay.
I'm amazed by both of you.
If he wants to take a stand. If I take a part in a movie and they're like, you're going to be a lesbian in this movie and you're going to kiss a girl. Because that's what we're doing here.
It's totally different.
And you know
to
what?
Me.
Every other counterpart that like is
the
going
show's
to be a
called
heterosexual.
Two girls kissing. This show is called Dancing.
You're
dance.
Dancing. You're dancing.
Dance with a goat. That's your challenge.
It's oh, called come dancing, on. Dancing now you're going into
partners.
Different species.
No. You know what you're being offered. Don't do it if you don't like it. No one's forcing him to do shit.
No, it's a part. It's a part that he's playing. I'm sorry. That's what you get.
And
that's-
then he's going to end up looking like heterophobe if he doesn't want to do it. No, I don't think it's fair. I don't want to do it.
That's
oh my God, this guy's
say,
sexual hang-ups.
He has other engagements, that's all.
Yeah, or he just makes a decision whether he wants to be the one who makes a big splash or a big to-do about dancing with a gay guy or not. That's what your position is in life.
And
I'm
he doesn't
so
care
because
he looked at everyone else and figured, I could probably win this anyway. I don't
yeah.
care.
All right.
And he can.
I hope you guys like McCain for president.
Okay.
Come on.
Really?
Come on.
Really?
All right.
From Dancing
Come
with the Stars
on.
To that, really.
Come on.
Might as well,
Come on. All right. Oh, you don't even know where you're going with this.
No to abortions.
Just say you're going to go get a drink.
Right. Mm. I have prior engagements anyway right now, so.
Oh,
It's called dance. It's called Do You Want to Dance?
So do you?
Then a dance with something that you abhor.
It's not called Do You Want to Dance? What would you like to dance with? Yeah. It's just called Do You Want to Dance?
Ballet, if you go to a ballet, every single guy on stage is going to be homosexual and they're all dancing with girls.
And I feel lied to.
I like that. We all understand for fact that all them dudes is gay.
Find me a ballerina.
I'm just saying.
No.
Are they called ballerinas or are they called male ballerinas?
They're called brutes.
Somebody said.
Come on.
Ballerinos.
They're on stage and they look gay from afar as
you know,
they prance around.
The only reason they really look gay is because you can see their heart beating their nuts. It's just the pants are so tight.
But they're all dancing with women. There are no, like...
Yeah, no,
I'm not
yeah.
saying there are none, but most of the ballet, when you go see
a good
ballet...
A good portion, okay.
It's all heterosexual.
I'm reading
this.
And
they're all gay.
It's just dancing. It's not called fucking with the stars. It's not,
Even if it's called fucking with the stars, you're going to fuck a woman.
Dude.
Do you want?
Would you like to turn up? There's
you're
a list.
Insane.
There are gay movies with straight actors, and there are straight movies with gay actors.
This isn't a movie. This is real life.
This is real
television,
life?
Television, nigga. What's wrong with you? Real life. That's why people are confused right now. This is not real.
Real life.
You're dancing. What's not real about it?
This is why people are voting for American Idol and not picking a fucking president.
Are they on strings? Are they on strings? Are they CGI'd? It's real.
And the people in real life are really living.
What?
Yes. No, that's real life. So, in the real world, sorry. Real world. That's how people live.
Yeah.
So.
Really?
They all live in Red Hook, and when they go outside, it's Williamsburg. Uh-huh. Totally how people do things.
They're both bitches.
Now that's real life.
You know,
there you go.
And how
first true statement in the past few minutes.
Picture this. Okay, one last point.
Uh-huh.
Picture
Keep
this.
Going.
Not to you.
You haven't had a point.
I'm talking to people that make sense. Normal people, listeners. Yeah.
Not bitches.
Not bitches.
If you're a bitch, I'm not talking to you.
Two heterosexual people dance on these shows, sliding their hand up their thigh, doing sexual things. You, as a man, want to be a dancer, and they go, hey, do you want to dance with a dude? You have to dance with dudes, and you shouldn't have any problems with rubbing your hand on a dude's leg while
if
one of you
take
does
the job.
Dancer. If you take the job,
if
because
you
you're a dancer,
job.
You're a dancer, and you're not you in your personal life.
You're all nuts.
You took the job.
Don't
Why
take
didn't
the
you
job.
Say this
Go
when Heath Ledger did that thing? Like, oh, he's supposed to be okay with his ass on another man's dick. He took the job.
He is okay with it.
Oh,
and he's half
that's
gay.
Like, that's like saying I'm a brain surgeon, but I don't like blood and shit. No, no.
You're an actor.
Pick the job.
You guys are nuts. You're an actor. It's dancing.
It is dancing.
Which is like acting. You're performing.
Get the fuck out. Please.
It's not like music breaks out in the middle of the street. Oh, excuse me. I'm a dancer. I'll be right back.
That's insane. All right. By the way, before we get out of it, let me say congratulations to Big Balls Bloody Dick 246, best head bopper of the day. I'll send you an IM, tell you how to get your money. Congratulations, and good job, everybody else that was participating.
Yeah.
Any announcements, crazy?
Yeah, anything that was said on today's show by Keith does not count.
There you go. That's bitch certified.
KeithandTheGirl.com/free for all of your free needs of Keith and the Girl. If you're free and you're around in and around London on October 11th, come check us out. We're doing a live show. The venue will be announced on KeithandTheGirl.com/events. Keep checking it out and here as soon as I find one.
Why would you be offended by anything that somebody says on TV? Because it's not real life. Never be offended by anything the president does.
That's the news, Keith. That's different.
Oh, that's different.
Dancing with the Stars is news? Please co-sign on Dancing with the Stars for your news.
Let's just finish today's show. Let's just stop saying anything.
You believe any of that gossip that you read today?
No. No, not any of it. Not one iota. I'm really tempted to just write it myself and not even actually look for shit.
Because
I have just as good of a chance.
We wouldn't know the difference.
Exactly.
He's so disgusted. It's still killing him.
It doesn't make sense.
I think it's because you don't dance. I really do think
that's, or I would that's be able to dance with dudes.
No, it's that's not why. I think that you would
I've danced
see the
before.
Difference. I've seen you. You didn't
yes,
dance before.
You,
you stood still while others were shaking it around you.
if the whole room's moving, I appear to be moving as well.
By the way, fist pounding to a band does not a dancer make.
When you have to keep counts in your head and foot movements, that's dancing.
No.
Good gravy. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Patrice, popscribe.com.
Yes.
I'm sure she'll just write like dog barking or something like that on there. No, she's insane.
I'm crazy.
Both these girls are insane. It don't even make sense.
I'll write about John McCain and his appearance on Dancing in the Stars. He'll be dancing with a rhinoceros and a billy goat. It'll be great.
Hey, if you don't like, how about we make a... makes. I'm trying to talk to retarded people
right
now.
Exactly.
All right, goodbye. KeithandTheGirl.com